table. Its pages are worn and hard to read, but that family Bible on the table will always be my key to memory.
I can see us sitting around the table.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Today's Health Update. Roy Williams here, the guru of good health, the superintendent of supplementation. Starting you off with a new week, a great week. And you know why I can tell you it's going to be a great week? Because you, by listening to this radio show called Monday School, have decided to start your week with wisdom, with God's Word. We are teaching right now in the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4. We'll begin with verse 15. I ended with that last week, but I'm going to recap a little bit on it because it's that important. This whole thing is concerning, and I kind of title it Busting the Rapture Theory. And I know I'm making a lot of friends when I do that, because many of you talked to a man this morning. I said, was you raised in church that taught the rapture theory? And he says, yeah, I was taught about the rapture. And I said, well, I said, you do understand that the word rapture is not in the Bible, correct? And he says, no, I didn't know that. I says, no, it's not. I said, you do understand that you're not going to come out of that grave in your physical body. You do understand that when you're absent from the body, you're present with the Lord instantly. There's no waiting around in a grave. When you're, well, listen, ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention to this. When you're done with this old physical body, when it's worn out, when it has run its course, when it's gone beyond the limits of this earth in this flesh body, maybe a car accident or whatever, when you breathe your last breath, when that heart beats its last beat, trust me, you don't have to worry about anything. You're not going to hell. You may have been taught your whole life, as I was, that, oh, man, if you die and you aren't saved, you're immediately going to go to hell and you're going to fry like a piece of bacon forever and ever through eternity. That is not biblical. None of that's biblical. These are things that man's traditions teach to get people to walk in lockstep the way that preacher, that teacher, that whatever they are want you to do it. What they want you to believe, that they want to keep control over you. Yes, even the churches today are doing things they should not do. You should read Ezekiel. I'm not kidding. If you go there, go to chapter 13 and read the first part of it and understand how upset God is in that whole chapter, basically, but how upset he is with his own preachers. They're the people that claim to be preachers, that claim to be Christian, that claim to be, they didn't claim to be Christian back then, but they claim to be godly people, and yet they're teaching things that's not in the Bible. And you read that Ezekiel, I'm telling you, you're going to see real quick. He's angry with them. I wouldn't want to be one of those. And remember, all judgment, he says, begins at the pulpit. It begins with the preachers and the teachers and those claiming to teach the Word of God. Are they teaching you the truth? Listen, if you go to church or anywhere, listen to a preacher on TV or whatever, and they start telling you about God and all these things, and if you can't find it in the Bible, it's probably man's traditions. And that's where the rapture theory comes in. A couple of preachers heard a woman that was sick in bed, had a dream, and Miss McDonald. I mean, I can document this for you. And this is in the 1800s. Nobody had ever even heard of the rapture theory, thought of it till then. And she was having this dream and hallucination dream in her sickness. And these two preachers was there consoling her, I guess, and listened. And she says, "We're going to be raptured away. We're going to be taken away." And they jumped all over that saying, "Man, we could make it easy for our church. We can make it easy for our people. You don't have to know the Word of God. You don't have to know Revelations. You accept Christ and you're going to be taken away." It's called the flyaway theory. And you'll cover that in that book of Ezekiel chapter 13 also, especially you get down around verse 18. But anyway, I've been going over this this whole since I started teaching 1 Thessalonians. Let's get to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, King James Version is what I go by. And then I give you modern English because I want you to understand what it would say in today's language, not the English they used in the 1800s, okay? Verse 15 says, "For this I say unto you by the word of the Lord." By who? By the word of God. He's telling you what God is telling him to tell us. He says that we which are alive and remain, what is that? Those of us that's still on earth, and when Christ comes again in the second advent on the seventh trump, the seventh seal, the seventh vial, don't you get ahead of yourself. Remember, Satan, the great deceiver, the false one, the antichrist, the instead of Christ, comes on the sixth trump, the sixth seal, the sixth vial. That's 666. That's his number. But he's going to come looking just like Jesus. You know those pictures of Jesus you've seen your whole life? He's going to look just like that. He's going to seem so peaceful, and he's going to come prosperously, offering you everything you could ever imagine. Just follow him, and he'll fly you away. He's going to perform miracles. Folks, if you're still in your flesh body, that is not the real Christ. It is the Antichrist. Don't get in bed with the Antichrist. You'll be so ashamed when those clouds split open and the real Christ comes. And instantly when Christ comes, it tells you on the seventh trump, seventh seal, seventh vial, when Christ sets foot in Jerusalem, instantly, in the twinkling of an eye, it says, you lose the flesh body and you go straight into the spiritual body. And that's when it's talking about those that are still alive, those that remain unto what? The coming of the Lord. All right. Shall not prevent them which are asleep. Now, the word prevent there is one of those words where you need to go back into the Hebrew and look it up because it was a bad interpretation. Prevent's not the right word. Okay, I'm going to give it to you, so here you go. Modern English, For we say, now you can read right out of your King James Version, but just follow along as I read it in modern English. I don't change anything that it means in this verse or any verse. I just give you the modern English. For we say to you by the word of the Lord that those that are still alive and remain here in the flesh when Christ returns, okay, will not precede those who have already died. See, prevent should have been interpreted proceed. Why will they not precede those that have already died? Because instantly, the second that person died, absent the body, present with the Lord, you can't precede them. They're already there with God. They're already there with Christ. And guess who's coming with Christ when he returns? We are. So when people tell you, I'm going to be raptured away, where are you going? You need to think that through. Jesus plainly says, I'm going to rule and reign with my people. That's you and me, the believers. He's ruling and reign right here on earth for 1,000 years. So with that in mind, let's go to verse 16. Well, this is where we pick up from last week. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Well, they already risen. That's what it's telling us, modern English. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and those in Christ who have already died and have already risen. Does that make more sense? That's how it should be written in today's modern English. Okay, 1800 modern English would have been different, okay? But the dead in Christ rise first. Of course, they've already gone. Verse 16, modern English, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with the shout and with the voice of the archangel, with the trumpet of God, and those in Christ who have already died. So get that in your mind. Your parents, your grandparents, your whoever, they've already died. They're already with God. They've already risen. Verse 17, King James Version. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Ah, there it is, Roy. See right there. That's telling you we're going to be raptured away. Jesus is coming. We're going to be taken with him up into the sky. We're going straight to heaven with him. That's not what that verse says. You need to understand what you're reading. You need to, you know, the Bible, we're taught in the Bible to study, to show ourselves approved. You know what that means? That means read, contemplate, look up the words, be sure you're getting it right. Understand what the true word is saying. So let me give you 17 in modern English. Then we that are alive in Christ, you're still here when Christ returns, the second advent, okay? Then we which are alive in Christ but remain, we're still here, will be caught up together with them in the clouds. By the way, you can look that up in other parts of the Bible when it's speaking of the clouds, is mentioned here in Hebrew, in Greek. This is Greek. When you look it up in Greek, it means multitude of believers. So you're going to be caught up together with a multitude of believers. That just means we're all going to be right in here and around here together, when Christ comes to meet the Lord in the air, and we will be with the Lord forever. Now, I want to cover where it says to meet the Lord in the air. You need to look that up in Greek and Hebrew if you want to. It means the breath of life. It means when God breathed that breath of life into us, okay, he breathed that breath of life into us and made us a living flesh and blood human being, okay? He gave us what? The spirit, the soul. That's what that word air means, to meet the Lord in the spirit, in the spiritual body. The breath of life, spiritual body, and we will be with the Lord forever. And I would challenge you to look in Revelation. Where is Jesus going to rule and reign for 1,000 years? The day of the Lord, the millennium, right here on earth. Don't be fooled by those people, mainly Satan, that want you to believe that you're going to be caught up and you're going to be flown away with him, and he's going to take away all of your problems. Who actually is going to do that? Christ. What has Satan always wanted to be? He wanted to be Christ. He wanted to sit on the mercy seat. He wanted to take God's place. And you know what? In his skull, in his way of thinking, he still believes that he's going to take God's place. I wouldn't get in bed with him if I were you. That's doomsday. Don't do that. So remember, let's read that again, modern English. Then we that are alive in Christ, but remain, in other words, you're here when Christ returns, still alive, we'll be caught up together with them in the clouds, because remember, we're going to instantly lose our flesh bodies and go into the spirit bodies, and we're going to meet them what? Meet a multitude of believers, all those that have believed in coming back with Christ from heaven to earth to meet the Lord where? In the breath of life, spiritual bodies, and we will be with the Lord forever. Oh, that's some wonderful words. We get to spend forever with God. But remember, Satan's sales pitch, I'm going to give it to you. When he gets here and he's performing these miracles and he looks like Jesus, he can tell you is Jesus. He's going to say, just come on with me and I'll fly you away. What you see, he set almost every, or I shouldn't say, so many of the churches today that are teaching that rapture theory is setting their whole congregation up to follow Satan. Now, if the preacher knows that's what they're doing and they're doing it on purpose, I really feel sorry for them. Those that have just been taught wrong and don't understand, there's hope for them. But I'm going to tell you something. There's a bunch of them out there teaching that rapture theory because they're in bed with Satan already. Just my opinion. Don't fall for that stuff. Verse 18, wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Modern English, therefore, comfort or encourage one another with these words. What words? That we're not going to be in some hole in the ground. That we're not going to be out there waiting, no telling how long, for the advent. No, we're going to already be with Christ. Wow, that's an amazing thing. I can't wait to shed this old flesh body. And I'm not going to do away with it myself. That's God's choice when I go. But let me tell you something. This old body's getting older. It's starting to feel older. It's starting to act older. I'll be glad to have that 30-year-old spiritual body back, the same one I had in the first earth age. And you will too. It's going to be exciting. Chapter 5, moving on. Verse 1. Great book of Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 1. But of the times and seasons, brethren, we have no need that I write unto you. Modern English. But of the times and seasons, fellow believers, you have no need that I inform you. Now, why would Paul start out writing those words that you have no need? Because you're supposed to be you're supposed to understand what Christ said to the apostles, to the disciples. He told them what to expect, the times and the seasons and what to look for. And I've gone over those with you. I'll do a little more. Just hold on. Verse 2. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. Modern English. For you yourselves know well that the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. How could Jesus come as a thief in the night? How could so many people be fooled by Satan? Well, because they've been taught the rapture theory, and Satan's going to come making that same promise that you've probably been taught in church, that you're going to fly away. However, if you read Ezekiel chapter 13, boy, you can tell that makes God mad when you teach my people to fly away. It plainly says that. Why would he be mad about them teaching something that was true? Because it's not true. You're not going anywhere. You're going to be caught with Satan believing that lie. You see, Satan knows the word of God, but every time he quoted it, even trying to tempt Jesus, he'd twist it 75 or 80 degrees, just enough to make the whole thing a lie. It's called traditions of man. Man takes the word of God and twists it to say what they want it to say so that they can get more control over their congregation, over the people, and get more money out of them, just be quite frank with you. Is your church always asking for money? Well, then why did Jesus tell the apostles not even to take a begging bag with them? Don't you ask for money. God will provide. Those preachers that are real, they're not always asking for money. Why? Because God provides. He takes care of his own. It's that simple. So he's telling us here, you know well that the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. How could it be a thief in the night? Because you've been taught the rapture theory and you're going to already have gotten in bed with Satan if you aren't careful. If you aren't paying attention and you know that you're still in your flesh body, it can't be Christ, even though he's claiming to be Christ performing miracles, looks like Jesus. Don't you buy that? That's Satan's big temptation to get you to follow him. Now you're in bed with Satan. It's not going to look good. You know why it comes as a thief in the night? Because they're surprised. Why? Because they're already worshiping the one they think is Christ, but it's not. It's not. Please don't get caught in that group. Verse 3. King James Version, for when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh unto them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Oh no, they're not going to escape. You know, when Satan comes and you get in bed with him and he buries himself in your forehead and you believe that he is Christ and you even got the mark in your right hand, which means you're doing the work of Satan. You're helping to get other people to believe in him. Woo! You know how ashamed you're going to be when those clouds split and Christ comes here, the real Christ? You know how embarrassed you're going to be? Oh, let me tell you how embarrassed you'll be. I'm going to read that in modern English, verse 3. And when you start hearing them say peace and security, or let's fly away, okay, it's not what it says. I'm putting that in there. Peace and security and sudden destruction will come to those saying it. What? Peace and security. What? They're claiming, oh, follow Satan, claiming to be Christ. You're going to have peace and security, but what happens? Then sudden destruction will come to those saying it, as pain comes to a woman during labor, and they will not escape. You better pay attention to those last five words there, and they will not escape. You're going to be caught in bed with Satan. Like a woman giving birth, that means the labor pains are getting closer and closer together. Isn't that what's happening today? You know, it's all the pain and agony and grief going on around the world. You know how much bread cost and gas cost and how hard it is to get to make a living? And the labor pains are here, folks. We're not there yet. First comes peace, peace. We ain't there yet. Ain't nobody claiming peace yet. Verse 4, King James Version, but ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Satan's not going to overtake us as a thief. Why? We're still in our flesh bodies. We know the truth. We got the Lord in our forehead, not the mark of a tattoo or a microchip planted in your forehead or in your wrist. That's not what it's talking about. It's the Word of God, and you know the difference between the sixth and the seventh trump planted in your forehead. And guess what? Guess what? You're not doing the work of Satan, so they can't claim you got a mark in your wrist, right? On the back of your hand, whatever they say, the right hand. But you fellow believers, modern English, verse 4, are not in darkness, so that day should not overtake or seize you as a thief. Will you be deceived? Do you believe you're going to be raptured away? I would hope not. I would hope not. Verse 5, ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We're not of the night nor of darkness. Who's he talking to here? The Christians, the true believers, the ones that studies to show themselves approved, the ones that know the Word of God, the ones that know the difference between the sixth trump and the seventh trump. Okay? For you are all, modern English, for you're all the children of the light. You know, Satan's always of the darkness. His calendar is the moon. God's is the sun. He's the light. And the children of the day, we are not of the night or of darkness. Verse 6, therefore let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. What are we told to be in the Bible? To be watchmen, knowing that that day's coming, knowing that the day of Satan is getting closer, and Satan comes first. And then 5 months after Satan gets here, we will see really quickly after, I mean, it's going to be 5 months that's going to be him promising everything in the world and brother going against brother and wife against husband, husband against wife, and sister against sister, dragging you right before Satan himself and saying, oh, they're such good people. They just don't believe you're Christ. Oh, man, you see how the deception can take place? Don't be asleep. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be clear-headed. That's what be sober means, to be clear-headed about that fact. Verse 7, for they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. Modern English, for those that sleep, sleep in the night, and those who are drunk get drunk at night. Have you ever noticed that? There may be a few exceptions to that, but that's just don't be caught off guard. Don't be caught not knowing the truth. Verse 8, but let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet, the hope of salvation. Have you ever read about the armor of God? Put on the armor of God that's given to us in the New Testament. Modern English verse 8 would read this way, but let us who are of the day be sober, be putting on the breastplate of faith, okay? Be conscious-minded, be aware, don't be drunk, okay? Put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for our helmet, the hope of salvation. It's protecting you all the way through, you see. And verse 9, for God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Modern English, for God has not appointed us to wrath or anger, but to obtain or gain salvation. How? There's only one way, folks. That's by our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 10, King James Version, who died for us, that, rather we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. So basically it says in modern English, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him, live our lives according to his rules, his regulations, the example he set us. Know the word of God. Study the words of Jesus Christ himself and try to live your life accordingly. Verse 11, wherefore comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. Modern English, therefore, comfort yourselves together and strengthen one another, even as you do. You're already doing it. It's what he's saying. Verse 12, and we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you. Modern English, and we urge you, fellow believers, to know them which work among you and are over you in the Lord and instruct you. How do you know they're of the Lord? They know the word of God. They don't believe in the rapture theory. They're paying attention to what's going on in their lives, and then they're helping other people to understand who God is. So we're going to end there. We will pick up with verse 13 next week and finish out the 1 Thessalonians and go right on into 2 Thessalonians. So stay with us. Share this with other people. Let them know the truth, because the truth will set them free just like it has you. Don't fall for Satan. He's going to come claiming to be Christ, but you know better. How do you know better? Because you're still in your flesh bodies. Until next time, may God continue to bless all of us with abundant health. Magnify the Lord.
Now you know why today's health update is called the fastest 30 minutes on the radio. Making the right decisions becomes so much easier when you know the truth. If you would like to know more about products, call 256-757-0660. Visit Herbs & More in Athens or NHC Herb Shop in Killen, or visit our website at www.nhcherbs.com. If you would like to hear our show again or share it with someone, go to Herbs & More Athens Facebook page and scroll down to Roy's picture. The shows are uploaded daily. Or go to Podbean on your computer or phone and type NHC19. That's NHC19 in the search bar and scroll down to find the title you wish to listen to. This is Andy Black. Thank you again for listening to today's Health Update.